أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين في بقية الله في العربين. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. We discuss the word of al-muttaqin and we said what does mean. But today I was looking at tafsir of Fakhruddin al-Razi, and he said in the Holy Quran Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the Holy Quran is hudan lil-nas, it's for all the people. Here the Holy Quran says hudan lil-muttaqin. This Quran is guide or guidance for only muttaqin. Okay, if we look at this verse, in this verse Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala say this Quran, this book is only guidance for or guide for muttaqin. And in some other verses Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says the Holy Quran is guidance for all the people. Maybe in the beginning we find out there is contradictory between these two verses. But he says, exactly the Holy Quran wants to say the Quran is guidance for the people, for us people. But those people who will not receive the guidance of the Holy Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not observe them as a people, as a human being. They are not human beings. Those people who will not benefit from the Holy Quran, from the guidance of the Holy Quran, they are not human beings. Although they are in the shape of human beings, but they are not human beings. They are animals. بَلْهُمْ أَظَلُّ سَبِيلًا. But with them, animals. Here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala divided the people in three categories. First of all, al-muttaqin. Those people who believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Islam as a religion. The second group, al-kuffar and unbelievers, who are in the exact opposite state of believers. They are in two states. Opposite state. The third group, al-munafiqin or munafiqun, those people who are claim that they are believers, they are Muslims, when they meet Muslims. But when they meet unbeliever, they will say that we are with you and we are unbeliever. And exactly the half of this group are very, very worse than unbelievers. Because unbelievers will know that they claim that they are unbelievers, they don't have any faith, and they are opposite of Muslims, opposite of believers. But these people, they don't claim that they are not believers, and they don't claim that they are unbelievers, but they say, when وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet believers and Muslims, they say, we believe in God. But when they meet unbelievers, kuffar, they say, we don't have faith. Okay. These are three categories which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the beginning of this chapter will describe them In the first, Allah starts with description and character of and attributes of muttaqin and pious people. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions five attributes of muttaqin and pious people. First attribute of them is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْرِ, the pious people who are believe in unseen. What does mean? There are some people among us who think that whatever we see is real. Whatever we cannot see doesn't have any reality, doesn't have any fact. So they are world and they are life limited to material one, be limited to this seen world. Because of that, some of them said, لَن نُؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. The followers of Musa alayhi salam told him, we cannot believe you, O Musa, we cannot believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in God, except نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. We see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by our sight. Otherwise, we cannot believe. Why? Because they couldn't believe in something which is unseen and we cannot look at it, we cannot watch it, we cannot test it, we cannot smell it and something like that. Even some other people, unbelievers, in the time of the Prophet of Islam, they were saying, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. There is no any life except this life. نَمُوتَ وَنَحْيَا in Surah Al-Jathiyah, verse 24. مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. There is no any life but this worldly life. نَمُوتَ وَنَحْيَا. We die and we live. وَمَا يُحْلِكُنَا إِلَّا الدَّهْرِ. Only the age and the time, death, this world, this time, this age will kill us. Otherwise there is nothing else. So there are some people who believe only in material world. Contrary to these people, there are some people, pious people, who believe in unseen world. In ghayb. Ghayb is opposite of shuhud. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hash, when he describes himself, says, Alimul ghayb wa shahada. Ghayb is opposite of shahada. Ghayb means unseen, hidden one. And shahada means presence, which we can see. However, those people who believe in ghayb, in unseen, they could break down the barrier between the material world and metaphysic and unmaterial world. They could have access to other world, which is unseen world, and alamul ghayb. They can see that Allah. This is one. They can believe on that one. They can believe in something which they cannot watch it. They cannot see it by their sight. And their world exactly will be wider and bigger than the world of unbeliever. Because unbeliever, they believe only this on this material world. These people, pious people, they believe in very wide and great world because it has two aspects, material one and unmaterial one. This is one. So, this ghayb, as I mentioned in the last session, has a lot, according to what I said now, has a lot of reference. and evidence, and individual. Whatever will not see it, it can be a ghaib. And yu'minuna bih, pious people will believe on. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cannot be seen. So if you believe, you are pious. The day of judgment, we cannot see it. Angel, we cannot see it. Al-Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam, it's not possible for majority of us to see him. Because of that, the ghaib also can be Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam. According to what I said, ghaib has very wide meaning and general meaning, includes everything. Today I was looking at Tafsir of Fakhrazi. Do you know, the biggest Tafsir which has been written by scholars is Tafsir Fakhrazi. It's more than 70 volumes. More than 70. It's very interesting Tafsir. In some part of his Tafsir, he cursed Shia. Because he's Ash'arite and he cursed Shia. But here, he say, according to the Holy Quran and according to Hadith, this ghaib means Imam Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Amazing. And when he say, according to the Holy Quran, he mentioned this word of the Holy Quran. He say, قال بعض الشيعة, some Shia say, المراد بالغيب المهدي المنتظر. Allah تبارك وتعالى means by غيب المهدي المنتظر أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف في القرآن according to the Holy Quran and according to the خبر and حديث tradition. أما القرآن according to the Holy Quran وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات إلى آخر and حديث he will bring one حديث from the Prophet. This is very amazing, I didn't know. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. We know we have two types of action. First type of action, which we do and we act by our parts. And tangible action. We can see it. The second type of action, the action which we cannot see and we do it by our heart, by our mind. This is not tangible action. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this verse, in the first paragraph, in the beginning of this chapter, he mentioned these two types of action as an attribute for pious people. They have both types of action. One, the action which we cannot see. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They have faith in غَيْب, in unseen. The second type of action, which is tangible action, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. They establish salah. Or they offer their salah. What does mean? Inshallah, later we'll talk about. وَمَنَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. They will give zakat or charity. Both action, unseen action and tangible action, sensible action, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned here in these words. But in the beginning, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned the pious, al-muttaqin. Taqwa means you will not commit sin, according to some commentators. You will not do bad, you will not commit any type of wrong. So, later on, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, they have faith in ghaib, they establish salat, they give charity, or zakat, and so on. Why in the beginning Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned the action which we should not do to do nothing and later he will mention the action which you should do and commit it. It has been said because of a reality and fact which wherever you want to get spirituality, in the beginning you should purify your heart, your soul. You should make your heart empty, and after that you should bring some good character in your heart. Otherwise, you cannot be good pious. You cannot be pious, you cannot be good believer. For instance, if you have a lot of sickness and illness in your side, whatever you use, any type of medicine you use, you cannot be cured and recure yourself. In the beginning, you have to make empty your body, your heart, and after that you should benefit and you should use medicine or any tablet. Now, in the beginning, if we want to start our journey towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we should make ourselves empty from shirk, from riya, from any type of sin, by doing tawbah, return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and after that we should commit our salat or any other practicing and action by which we can reach to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. However, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. What does mean يؤمنون? What is the meaning of iman? There are a lot of conversation about iman and the difference between iman and Islam, and is it iman only faith, or iman means faith and action, which we talk about this issue later. But now, according to Kashaf, iman is from amana, means save. When we say amana bisidqihi, that means he's a save from telling lie. When we say iman, he has faith, he has iman, this means that this man is safe. It's secure. It's secure. So he will not do any type of wrong in his life. And he is in safe place, which is saved by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Okay. Ghaib is unseen. But there are some other tafsir of ghaib. Razi in his tafsir says yu'minuna bil ghaib means they believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, while with the believers and while with unbelievers. Ghaib doesn't mean that they believe in unseen or ghaib. No. They believe in ghaib and in shahud. If they are with believers, with mu'mineen, they have faith. And if they are with unbelievers, they have also faith. They are not like munafiqeen. They have two faces. When they are with the Muslims, they are with the believers, they say, "We are with you." And when they are with unbelievers, they say, we are with you. No. So, according to him, ghaib doesn't mean that you believe in unbelief things. No. You should believe in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in all the time. If you are here, you say, "Yes, I'm Muslim." when you will go to airport, don't hide. Don't say, no, I'm not Muslim. Even I saw some people here, Muslim, unfortunately, when they want to choose name for their children, they choose some name which is not indicate that they are Muslim. I ask them why. Say, because when we travel, we get problem. So I have, my name is Ali, my name is Muhammad, my name is Sadiq, my name is Hussein, my name is Hassan. So I will get problem and I cannot change my name because it has been registered in my passport. That's because I don't want my child to get problem, my son to get problem, my daughter, I don't want him to get problem. So I will give him George. It's a name, Joseph. Or some name, like Iranian name, which is not Islamic name. Paria, I don't know, like this name. Yes. Allah Ta'ala here says, no. If you are a believer, in all kinds you should believe in Allah Ta'ala. Whether with the Muslims, with the community, your community, or with other communities. You should keep and protect your faith. You should not feel shame to say that I'm Muslim. Ghaib, what we cannot see by our essence. By our essence, we cannot see it. So this is also ghaib. Okay, first characteristic of muttaqin and pious people is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The first attribute of them is الْإِيمَانَ بِالْغَيْبِ. They have faith on غَيْب. The second, this is relationship between them and Allah تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى. You know, please, all our life based on relationship. All our life based on relationship. And we have three types of relationships. With either relationship between ourselves and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our origin, our creator. This is one relationship. The second relationship between us and ourselves. The third relationship between us and our society, our community, our people. First relationship, which is between us and our origin, our creator, our God. In Islamic sciences, we call it mysticism, irfan. The second relationship, which is between us and our soul, is akhlaq and ethics, morality. And third relationship, which is between us and our society, we call it as-siyasa, or siyasatul mudun, or siyasatul manzil, or at-tadbir, politik, or management. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned these three types of relationships. First relationship is the relationship between us and our creator, our origin, which is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْخَيْرِ. And continuing of that relationship is second relationship also, which is relationship between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala by action. In the beginning, we have faith on Him. What is the result of your faith? What is the evidence and reason of your faith? Here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, if they have iman and faith in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in unseen, So they practice according to their faith. What is their practice? Practice. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. The second characteristic of them is إقامة الصلاة. They establish صلاة. Okay. When they have faith on unseen and they break the barrier and border between material world and unmaterial world, they see we should establish new relationship with other worlds. Like businessman, when we start his business in this country, say, oh, this country is not enough for me, I should establish new business with another country. He will go to another country, say, no, this also is not enough, I should establish new business with another continent. I should go to Africa, I should go to America, I should go here and there, because I have a lot of product. I should produce to everywhere. I should send my material, my item to some other country. Here, you see, when I realize that there is another world and I could go to that world, which is metaphysics, so I should establish new link between this material world and unmaterial world. How I can establish that link? I would say that now I'm not limited man. I'm not material man. I have another aspect. I'm very great. I will not be humble towards anybody less but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is my origin and my creator. So this is one. And I was proud, because I'm not this man. You will see me at this shape, this body, but I'm not this one, because I have link with other world. Secondly, I will get the worthy, which enable me to establish link with another world. By establishing this link, I will practice some action, like offering and saying salat. Because of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, As-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. By salat, salat is airplane. When you ride it, it will take you to another world, a material world. However, among all our practice and all our action and a'mal and sharia, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here mentioned salat because of importance of salat. And there are a lot of hadith, there are a lot of tradition concerning the importance of salat. Maybe inshallah we'll talk about salat according to the Holy Quran, and we'll find out the result of salat and the nature of salat and legislation of salat later. However, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used term yuqimuna. Yuqimuna different from yusalluna. Yuqimuna salat means they establish salat. Yusalluna means they say salat. In the ziyara of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when you do ziyara, you will say, Ashhadu annaka qad aqamta as-salat. I do shahada and testimony that you establish the salat. We don't say anta sallaita, you offer the salat. No. Why? Because sometimes only this man is a pious, and all the time he say his salat. But sometimes no, you will say your salat, but you will create the situation, an atmosphere, environment for some other people to say salat also. Exactly, there is a far and not difference between these two people. The one who say his salat in his house or in any other mosque, he has his own reward. But if you come and you change some community, you bring some youth to say salat, this means you establish salat. Anta aqamta salat. You keep salat. It's not only you say your salat. Those who people who provided this building here, they say they are salat, but they provide salat for other people, atmosphere and opportunity for other people. Those people who are coming here on Sunday and they provide opportunity for children to learn salat, how they should say they are salat, this means yuqimun as-salat. But those people who say they are salat, only they are salat, those they are salat. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when wanted to describe mu'mineen and muttaqin, sorry, wanted to describe pious people, he didn't say pious people, those people who do their salat. No. He said, pious people, they are in high level. Addition to their salat, they establish and they keep salat to be alive. They command and they order other people to say they are salat. According to some other commentators, they say yuqimuna salat means they are not lazy for doing their salat. Sometimes when it's the time for salat, some people actually, like me, maybe we are not happy for this time. Say, oh, this is the time for salat, please. We should stop our work, we should stop our business, and we should go to salat. And say, okay, let's continue after that, we go to salat. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says, no. Pious people, those people who يقيمون الصلاة means عبارة عن التجرد لأدائها وأن لا يكون فتور فيها. There is no any laziness in committing their salat. They will go towards salat and they rush towards it. We have hadith when the time was coming for salat, the Prophet was saying, Ya Bila, Arhni, Arhni, Ya Bila. Bila, make me easy. Make me easy. By calling Azan and calling people towards salat. Alladhina yuqimuna salat. The best referent of this verse is Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam, who established salat. Otherwise, without Imam Hussein alayhi salam, now there was nothing. Okay, this is the second attribute of muttaqin and pious people. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will jump to third attribute and characteristic of muttaqin and pious people, which is وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah wants to say they establish another link. In the beginning, they establish relationship with me. now the established relationship with other people. Relationship with the society. Relationship with the community. How they establish this relationship and link with the community, with the society? By giving to the society what we bestowed on them, to them, what we gave to them, and they gave it to other people. There are some points which we raise it in this verse. First of all, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. He used term men. Men means some. They give some. Allah wants to say, please, don't be وَلَا تَجْعَلْ يَدَكَ مَغْلُولَةً إِلَىٰ عُنُقِكَ وَلَا تَبْسُطْهَا كُلَّ الْبَسْطِ. Don't be like Jewish people. They don't pay anything to anybody. And don't give whatever you have, because you become poor man and you will beg people. This is not also good. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala all the time wants you to be in the middle. Don't pay whatever you have. I should not have this time and pay whatever we have. And don't keep your hand closed and which you don't have, pay anything to anybody. Because of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala choose and use Mimmar al-Aqnaw. This is one. Once Imam Ali alayhi salam was going towards somewhere, and one of his companions said, please come to my house. Imam said, I will not come, because I don't want to disturb you. Maybe you want to make some food for me, and I will not come to your house. He said, no. Whatever we have in our house, I will provide for you. I will not buy anything from out. Okay, I will come to your house, but in this condition, whatever you have in your house, you will give for me. You don't go and buy from restaurant or someplace else, and you don't cook something more. He said, okay, come by this condition to my house. Later on, Imam said, okay, I will come, but whatever you have, bring for me, and don't keep it in your fridge. And bring it. So, Imam here, what Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, they will give some of what we gave to them. رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. We pay to them. We provide for them. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here says, please, if you pay anything, it's not from you. We provided for you. We gave it to you. We bestowed to you. It's not yours. If you pay to other people, we provide for you. We provided for you. Now you are going to give to other people. Don't worry about that. It's not yours. This is our wealth. This is our money. This is our property. This is one. Secondly, here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala didn't mention money or anything. The general. This includes everything. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. Whatever we provided for them. Money, car, knowledge, help, support, advice. Whatever you can do. This is the second, third attribute of pious people. What is it? Whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala provided for them, they will share it with other people. Sometimes you don't need to pay money, but you advise them. Sometimes you guide them. This man is a businessman. He wants to establish new business. Tell him, please, you don't need to give him any money. Tell him, please, this business is useless. Don't do that. Don't keep quiet. Don't be silent. No. Advise him. This is memorized that Allah will yunfiqoon. They will give whatever is provided for them. You have knowledge. For what? For other people. Share it for other people. Now they want to build something, or they want to buy some house. He wants to buy one house for himself. You know this house is very expensive, and the price is higher than normal price. Please advise them. Because of that, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam wanted to show to us that Mimara Da'nahum is not only for money and mal and wealth. So he said, أي مما علمناه يبثون. They will give whatever we taught them. Material one or immaterial one. They will give to their society. However, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to draw our attention to a very important issue. He wanted us to look at the situation, the universe, our body. We will see everything will provide, will give whatever has it to others. Now look at your heart. By beating, provide food for all your cells. Isn't it? Look at tree. Provide for you best fruit. Look at banana. Look at the leaf. Provide for you very good weather. Look at the cloud. Provide for you water, rain. Look at sun. Look at moon. Look at everything. Look at earth. Everything in the universe, even animals, they provide for the society, for the community, for the world, for the universe, for the human being, for the animal, everything. They provide, they give. So we should benefit, we should learn from them, and remember رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran says, وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Give. Provide and give to others from what we provided for you من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت, before mouth and death reach to you. The fourth characteristic of pious people is that والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك. They have faith on what we reveal to you, which is Holy Quran, and what we descended to the previous prophet. Islam is not only to believe in Islam, but we should believe in the previous books. I don't know, do we have time or not? 5 minutes? Okay. They believe in the Holy Quran, which we will talk about the Holy Quran, what is the nature of the Holy Quran. And also, they have faith on previous book of the Anbiya al-Mahdi, the previous prophets. The fifth one, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. The fifth attribute of pious people is وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. They have certainty on the day of judgment. They have faith, they have iman and knowledge, and they are assured in the day of judgment. Okay, so if we have faith in the day of judgment, exactly there are a lot of result of iman in the day of judgment. First of all, it will prevent us from committing any sin. Because if I know, they will judge me. I will not do anything. I will not do wrong. Second, if I am on the bad situation, that condition, and there are a lot of people who oppress me, I realize that, yes, this is their day, this is their age, but tomorrow will be my age. Tomorrow will be my time. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take my right from them and will give it to me. They will be justice. So I will become calm. Because I believe in the day which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will judge between good and bad people. Those people who are committing good and those people who are committing very and bad. If I believe in the day of judgment, I will find out that this word is not useless and is not, there is aim and is not aimless. There is purpose for this word which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Yes, now they will kill us. They will oppress us. But it will not continue up to end. Inshallah, there will be a day which we will get and take our right from them. Alhamdulillah.
Last session you mentioned that one of the companions of Amir al-Mu'mineen dropped dead when he heard the description of al-Muttaqin. Do we know the description?
Yes. Khutbat al-Muttaqin in Nahj al-Balagha. But the number of khutbah, I don't know exactly. I can look at it. And another name of that sermon is Khutbat al-Hammam. Oh, Hammam. Hammam is his name. Yes. 192. And there are a lot of commentary for and tafsir for that khutbatin. I can say, unfortunately, maybe, one of the best tafsir of that khutbah is tafsir of Khutbat al-Muttaqin, which has been written by Surush. It's very, very, very good tafsir. And late Allama Ja'fari, he did also tafsir of Khutbat al-Muttaqin. And there are a lot of specific book for tafsir of this khutbah. Khutbat al-Muttaqin in Nahj al-Balagha of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Sheikh, this khutbah to Muttaqin, when the companion of Imam Ali heard this khutbah, he died.
Yes.
If we hear it, nothing will happen to us. So what is the difference between us and them, and what can we do to improve ourselves to reach that level?
Okay. Before I answer your question, we went to one mu'minin house, and one of my friends wanted to marry his daughter. So for mahriya and jahaziya, which we should mahr, you know, the man, and he should give something to the woman, okay, to the lady. And the father of the lady, he asked, for instance, $50,000, it should be written down, and also one hajj, and man should provide car and house for the daughter, his daughter. I told him, please look at mahr of Fatima salamullah alayha. how much it was. It was very, very easy, and he told me, okay, you are right, but you bring Ali, I'll forgive free of charge my daughter to him. This one is not Ali. So, yes, I recite Khutbat al-Muttaqin for you because I'm not Ali. And you will not die. If we could listen to Imam Ali alayhi salam, because no doubt about it, we are companion of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we will die also.
So was it because Imam Ali recited it, or was it because the man had the understanding to receive it?
No, there was two things, Imam Ali and the man. Otherwise, at the same time, Imam Ali recited the same for khutbah to other people, because there were some other people, and nothing happened to them. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he recited some khutbah in the day of Ashura, but nothing happened to them. But that khutbah also changed Hur, and that khutbah changed Zuhayr, and that khutbah also changed some other people. Even some other people, they followed Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the night of Ashura they left Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Some other waited and with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We need to think. One, we should make our soul, our heart ready to get sermon of Imam Ali. At the same time, also there should be Imam Ali alayhi salam to recite for us. Once there is one our ulama, which his name is Mullah Muhammad Sadiq. He was Paris. And he was in Takhtifulat of Isfahan, you know. He was doing Riyadah and worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He had place for himself, and he devoted himself only for worshipping Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One day, it was Eid Nowruz, some youth came to his room and they started to embarrass him. And they started to beat him, they started to singing, dancing, and they wanted to joke with him. In the beginning he said, please don't do that with me, I'm old man, go away, I don't have any harm to you. What are you doing with me? He advised them. And they were reciting a poem which means, if you don't like it, change the situation. Change the state. If you don't like it. It's a poem, and they were dancing and singing, and they reciting this poem. If you don't like it, گر نمی پسندی تغییر ده قضا را. If you don't like it, change the state. He advised them a lot. In the end, he told them, I change the state. I change the situation. At that time, by mentioning this term, all of them have been changed, and they were, because they removed their dress, I didn't want to mention, they wear the dress and clothes and blanket, and they started to cry, oh, what happened to us? Why we are doing so and so and so? After that, all these people, they become from ulama and awliya Allah. Yes. Sometime, by one verse of the Holy Quran, even by saying of one wali, or Imam, or Prophet, everything can be changed. But this is not a normal thing. Maybe you have the history of Fudayl ibn Ayyad. Fudayl ibn Ayyad was an robber, was thief. You cannot imagine any type of sin except he committed. All type of sin. Once he wanted to steal a certain house, he waited up to the midnight, and he jumped the wall. He wanted to go to the house. He watched that the owner of the house is an old man and is reciting the Holy Quran, and he reached to these words of the Holy Quran. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. So he said, yes, this is the time. He went back and he purified himself up, and he reached to the level Caliph. Caliph at that time was sending the people to him to come and advise me. Never he went to the Caliph. It was the time of Imam Sadr alayhi salam. Never he went to the Caliph. In the end, Caliph got appointment with him and he came to his house and asked him, why you are not coming to me to advise me? He said, مَنْ يَنْسَحُكَ لَا يَسْحَبُكَ وَمَنْ يَسْحَبُكَ لَا يَنْسَحُكَ. Whoever comes to you will not advise you, and who advise you will not come to you. مَنْ يَسْحَبُكَ, who associates with you, accompany you, will not advise you. And who advise you, whosoever يَنْسَحُكَ, advise you, give you nasiha, will not associate with you, will not accompany you. So this man, he was coming to Imam Sadr alayhi salam's house from beginning up to evening time, and to get permission to go to the Imam Sadr alayhi salam's house. And he met Imam Sadr alayhi salam several times, and he received a lot of hadith from Imam Sadr alayhi salam, which very, very, very high level in spirituality thing. And Imam Sadr, the book also, it has been published, Misbah al-Sharia, and it has been translated in English. I don't know the name of English book. Yes, but the word also, old man recited, but nothing happened to the reciter of the words of the Holy Quran. But for this man, it has been changed. Okay, thank you very much.